You're listening to another Ambitious Entrepreneur Network.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Are you frustrated and confused about how to attract new clients? Nothing you have done is working, and you're tired of waiting for the phone to ring. Imagine learning the tips and tools that will help you get noticed and booked by your ideal client and paid what you're worth for your amazing services. Now's the time to make your dream a reality, and the Ambitious Entrepreneur Show will teach you how. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
Hi everyone, this is Anne-Marie again with you today. Now, do you think you need a product and a website to start an internet business? Well, according to my guest today, you don't. In fact, a few of today's guests' quotes include, never start an internet business with a website and never create a product until you've sold it. Love those quotes. Stephen Esser is joining me today, and Stephen is an international speaker, a software developer and webinar marketing expert, helping business owners and guests generate huge cash flow from live and automated webinars. Now, Stephen's the only internet marketer who has gone around the world twice and picked random seminar attendees who didn't have a product, didn't have a mailing list, or product and money for them, and he did this live on stage. And one client was in Melbourne, Australia, Shane Price. He generated $21,420 in 90 minutes. Another of Stephen's clients is based in Sydney, Australia, and that was Mark, and he generated $6,000 in 60 minutes. And another of Stephen's clients is in London, England, and she was a stay-at-home mum of four, Sharon. She made in 60 minutes $11,042. Wow. So on today's show, Steve's going to speak about how to get started in an online business the fast way, without a product, without a website, or without a list. Those are all things that we're often told we need to have in place first. How to create and sell high-end products to sell less and to make more and do a better job for our customers, as well as how to leverage other people's expertise using webinars where you don't have to sell, you don't have to speak, or you don't even have to deal with customers at all, and so much more. So welcome to the show, Stephen.
Thank you so much, Anne-Marie. Pleasure to be here.
I've so anticipated catching up with you, because what you're saying is so different to so many other marketing gurus out there who said you got to have a fantastic website, got to have a product, and then you can step out. Where in actual fact, you say the opposite, and you've got so many different success stories of clients that haven't had a product, haven't had a website. So loved that you're coming on the show and sharing your brilliance with us.
Brilliant, mate. Thank you very much. Looking forward to it.
So we have a lot of listeners who are service-based professionals, and they sell their expertise, their time, and many of them are struggling to create a product. So a lot of them, I'm sure, are now taking a sigh of relief and saying, "Ah, wonderful, we don't have to go through that whole process." So tell us a little bit about, if you are speaking to a prospective client or with a client who has not yet created a product, what steps should they be taking instead?
Yeah, basically what I do, Anne-Marie, whenever I'm starting an online business, and we've created and launched hundreds of online businesses, like you said, with random people from the audience. And first thing I want to do is find someone who's got some knowledge and expertise. And let's say I'm working with an expert. One of my clients in the UK was a fitness expert. She was teaching fitness experts how to market themselves online. And she'd tried everything. She tried email marketing. She tried video marketing, article marketing, and basically paid someone to launch the whole business for her, build her a website and whatever. Sure. And we all know that it takes a long time to build a good website. By the time you've found someone good to build it and they've charged you, a couple of $1,000 or more, you get a good copywriter, you've got to connect the hosting and all these things. And then they ask you, what do you want? What's the information? And then as a business owner, we're used to working in our business normally. If you're a coach or a consultant, you never really have to write stuff down in a marketing form before. So building a website is very expensive and very complicated and very time consuming. What I prefer to do with an expert is to create a simple 60-minute webinar presentation using nothing but PowerPoint, and I get them to talk. See, by getting the expert talking, you find all of the gems and the brilliance comes out when they're just talking and presenting everything in 60 minutes. as opposed to when you put a piece of paper and a pen and say, write down what you do, it doesn't come as naturally. So I can easily see, first of all, and learn a lot about a topic, even if I don't know anything about it, in 60 minutes. And then at the end of that, we create, let's say, a product that is just an outline of a product that we haven't actually created yet, and we offer that. See, I tell people, if you can't sell something to someone at the end of talking for 60 minutes about your product or service, what chance have you got of writing text on a page, putting it on a web page, and then expecting people to buy that at the end of reading that, mm-hmm. you know?
Yes.
Virtually no chance. In fact, the stats are a 1% conversion rate on a web page is considered quite good. So for every 100 visitors, one sale is quite good. With a webinar, 10% is the average conversion rate. So with 100 people, you'll make 10 sales. And here's the other great thing, Anne-Marie, is that with a web page, you can only sell a $30, $60, $100 product. With a webinar, the first product I help someone create is a minimum $300 product. And then we keep lifting that. As the business owner develops that and gets some testimonials, we boost the price to $500. We keep testing $1,000, $2,000. And one of my clients, even, who's now a business partner of mine, basically we started out at $1,000. Product, it's now $5,000 that product, and it sells every day. And as you said, we don't create anything until we've sold it, because what's the point?
Yeah, absolutely. One question that I'm often asked, and you might find that this is something that many of your clients sort of struggle with too, is if you're thinking, okay, so 60-minute webinar, I've got to share some of my information, my knowledge. How much is too much? How can I boil it all down into 60 minutes?
Yeah, definitely. Look, I always teach people, give away your best information that you possibly can in 60 minutes. And people, 10% of people will naturally go, this is the person I need to work with. Too many experts out there are trying to hold back. But here's the thing. You do not want to turn it into a lecture, a step-by-step lecture into every little nick and cranny of what you do, because that would be too much information.
Mm-hmm.
People are coming along to a webinar and they register for a webinar on a topic out of curiosity, okay, or a natural interest in that area. So let's say, for example, the title of your webinar is what's very important. That's what's going to hook people in. So come up with a killer marketing hook, a killer title that's going to hook people in. Recently, we had a lady that said, I teach people how to write press releases and submit them online. We said, that sounds boring. And when we looked at her presentation, we actually found that she says, look, you can get $1 million worth of publicity for free. And we go, now that sounds good. How to get $1 million worth of publicity for free for your business, right? So we put that as the title. And she's the one who said it in her presentation. But again, when you ask her, what do you do? An expert will say, I coach people. I get people fit. I help people lose weight. No. That's not what you do. You give them a life again. You're giving them the end result of what they really want, which is all of this publicity for free to get more business and all that. So basically we put that together, and then, you know, we tell people in your webinar, just make it 3 steps or 5 steps, okay? 3 steps or 5 steps, because that's enough information in 60 minutes, and give an overview of each thing that the person needs to do. So, you know, if you were doing, so for example, web design, okay? Let's say you're a web designer. You wouldn't say step 1, you need to get a domain name, and then you go into, you know, you go into GoDaddy and you're actually physically doing that there, and then you log in and you say, make sure you don't select SSL. You don't need SSL, and that can come later. You know, and you don't go into, here's how you connect the hosting. You go to HostGator and you link it here, and then you go to WP Admin, and you're going to blow people out of the water too early. They don't even know if they want to do that yet. They're just coming to learn the basics at first. They can buy that in the course later. So I tell people what to do and a little bit of how to, but save the how-to instructions step-by-step for your course, which we teach people, create more webinars for people at the end of the webinar. So you do a free webinar, then you sell more webinars at the end.
Mm-hmm. I think that's so important, because often, you know, we forget that we have gotten our knowledge through years and years of study, certifications, and just practical hands-on. And so if we're trying to impart our knowledge in 60 minutes, our clients or prospective clients would just get so overwhelmed and go, what? There's just no way I can do that. So we're actually doing them a favor. Not only are we giving them our best, but we're doing them a favor by not overwhelming them so that they think there's no way that I can do that. Now, one of the things I said earlier on in the call, Stephen, was how to create and sell high-end products to sell less and make more, and of course do a better job for our customers. Speak a little bit more about that.
Yeah, absolutely, Anne-Marie. What I've found through our research, and we've got templates that have generated over $50 million for us and our clients, webinar templates, and we've sold anything from, like I said, you know, $300 courses up until, you know, $20,000 programs or more online using webinars. And, you know, what I've discovered is that there's a percentage of people, let's say you've got 10 people on your webinar, because all you need to do is focus on getting 10 people a week to your webinar.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say you've got a do-it-yourself course. Let's say at the end of your free webinar, you're going to offer them 8 more webinars where you're going to show them step-by-step how they can, you know, get fit or do whatever it is that, that you teach. After they buy it, you deliver the course for them and you charge $300 or $1,000 or $2,000, right? What we've found through our research and through testing with many different businesses is that there's a percentage of those 10 people, normally another 1 in 10,
mm-hmm.
who wants something else. They don't want the course. They don't want a DIY. They don't want to do it themselves. They've got the money, but they don't have the time. And they're sitting there and they're looking at that. They go and they're watching your presentation, and your presentation delivers 3 steps or 5 steps that's killer. And they're like, wow, this guy is amazing, or this girl is awesome. I need to be working with them. And then at the end, you think that offering a course to everyone is the smartest thing. So you say, here's a course that you watch it, and there's modules, and there's, you know, hours and hours of training. And mm-hmm. they're sitting there going, oh my God, I'm already really busy. I just need to pay someone to do this. And because the expert hasn't offered that solution, they miss out on a sale every time they run a webinar. And they don't know that. They think, why isn't anyone buying my course? Why isn't anyone buying my program in the way that the way I've put it together, or my book, or whatever it is that's physical? It's because the person who's there doesn't have time, but they got the money and they're happy to spend. So whenever I work with coaches and consultants, the first thing I want to do is leverage their information into a $300 to a $5,000 program that can be automated and put online.
Mm-hmm.
Then I focus on another presentation which will allow them to create a higher level program. Maybe it's a boot camp. Maybe it's a one-on-one session. Maybe it's a done for you where, hey, you fly out to us, or we fly you out to us, and we just nail this thing, whatever we're trying to do, whether it's trying to get you fit, we do it in 7 days, or whether it's, you know, one-on-one on Skype every week with me, because that's what some people need. No matter what happens, different people need different stuff and they're happy to pay for it. So we create a product or a program depending on what the audience is asking for, because the audience will always tell you when you ask them, but most coaches, most consultants never ask. They always impose their programs onto people and say, hey, why don't you buy this? This is amazing. And the expert says, person says, I don't have time. So we create that, and always, always, always what happens is we attract a higher level of person who has got the money, doesn't have the time, they want it done for them, and they can see that you've demonstrated you know what you're talking about, they're happy to pay. And
mm-hmm.
one example was a guy who, he's 13 years in the business, he's been doing online advertising for companies, and he was struggling to sell a low price product. When I saw his presentation, he said, Steve, I sell this, and there's 2 things I hate about my business. I hate these customers that I'm attracting because they give up. They implement my strategy, then it doesn't work, they give up straight away, and that's not what you got to do. They got to do this and this and this. And he said, plus, Steve, I actually struggle to even sell to these people. They always got no money. I said to him, listen, you need to go to the high end. You have the experience. You've been in Silicon Valley. You're playing at another level. I said, we need to put you at $10,000, and they basically just get access to one-on-ones with you. And
yes.
I said, would you be happy with that? He said, absolutely. The next webinar we did, Anne-Marie, he made $100,000 in sales, 10 sales at $10,000 in 60 minutes. He could not believe it. And he was the best part. When he rang them to interview them to make sure that they were the right people, because if you're charging a lot of money, you want to make sure you interview them, make sure you've got the right customer. If you're going to be spending time with them, you want to get them results, you want to make sure they're good. And every single expert said in a roundabout way, listen, we don't want to take up your time. We're making a lot of money already. We're just bored in our bedroom. We need someone to bounce ideas off every now and again. Is it okay if I call you every now and again?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh my God, where were these customers? And I said, they were always there. They were on his database, but he'd never offered them something like that before. So straight away, businesses, what I look to do with a coach is have a low-end product, like a DIY course, like a home study course that you can deliver that's automated, that can make you money on autopilot. And let's start charging a lot more money for the people who are serious and got the money, and you take less clients, you charge more money, and you do a better job and get better results.
Yeah, I love that. And it's so important, isn't it, to really be focused on, okay, who do we want to attract? And if you're not attracting the right level client, then it's going to be very hard for you to get them to say yes and step forward. Just if we backtrack to as you were kind of mapping out kind of the process, the webinar and so forth, I don't know whether you've got any studies on if you present a webinar and you promote a lower end product, so that could be a DIY, is it better off to have a completely separate webinar to offer a high level, or can you quite, if you do it quite tactfully and quite strategically, offer a DIY but also work more closely with me in that same webinar, so you're kind of catering to two individuals?
Yeah, so what you're saying, Anne-Marie, is can you offer two packages
in one webinar? Mm.
Yeah, look, you can. It's what I noticed is a confused mind usually always says no. Mm. So I've never seen too many presenters, and I myself haven't tried this because it can be dangerous in the fact that people get confused at that point. Oh, should I spend $3,000? And you've got people in an emotional state at that point, and then you're forcing them to think logically, what's the best thing for me? And most people should be able to see what's the best for them, but I recommend separating them into two separate webinars. And the reason is, as the stats show from a lot of marketing guys, is confused minds usually always say no. So mm-hmm. I say separate them. If you are really crafty, you can definitely test it and test everything at the end of the day. But I never do that when I'm working with a student. To me, there's too much risk involved in confusing people. But what you could do, if you're smart, right, is, and this has happened as well, right, one of my students, she launched a affiliate JV and affiliate program webinar. And her first webinar, we sold it for $297, and then we put it to $497, and recently we boosted it to $997. And how do you know, first of all, as I'm telling you that, how do you know when to boost the price? When you're converting more than 1 in 10, more than 10%, boost the price until you hit that sweet spot where you're converting 10% every time. That's mm-hmm. the number. So that's what we did with her. And on her webinar, a guy who was attending emailed her afterwards and said, listen, do you do it for people? Because I don't have time to study your course on how to create an affiliate program and do all that. She said, yes, I do. It's $15,000. Mm-hmm. And he just went straight for that program. So there are people who will, you know, who can see your value and whatever. They'll just contact you straight away. But what you can do is when you're offering in the close, when you're offering your product, what you can say is you say, hey, guys, I've delivered three great steps for you so you can go away and do this. Now, if you want to really know how to accelerate this, I've put together this program. It's called the Affiliate Mastery Course, and here's what we cover in the program, and blah, 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 blah. I'm going to give you 8 webinars and some templates, and you fill those in, and you create your affiliate program. And the total value of that is, you know, let's say $2,000, that course. But normally, here's what I do, guys. Normally, I charge $15,000 for a done for you. So you plant the seed that you mm-hmm. do this, and you charge $15,000 for a done for you. So businesses pay me $15,000 to do this for them where they don't have to lift a finger. But, you know, because you're going to be doing it yourself, and here's the modules and the templates are all there, it's not going to be $15,000. It's not going to be the $2,000 value. I'm going to give it to you for $497, let's say.
Yes.
So you've planted that seed there that – it is available. And then later, if people don't buy, you can email them and say, hey guys, would you like me to do it for you? Because sometimes just picking up the phone or just dropping a personal email to someone, it's amazing how much extra sales you can pick up just by doing that. You know, my wife's an absolute champion at that. She just picks up the phone and she makes sales that, you know, otherwise would have been lost. And these are high-end sales. People just want to know someone's going to be there for them mm-hmm. when they purchase. So just dropping an email, hey, I noticed that you didn't grab the course. Are you too busy? I mean, you do want to have this and this and this results, don't you? Well, we do a one-on-one. So you can try and, you know, sell them into something else after. Or in what we did was created a completely separate webinar recently. I sold our $10,000 boot camp just before Christmas. We had a few spots left, so I did a completely different webinar teaching some different strategies, a little bit different to what we normally teach, and did $100,000 in a webinar as well. Again, mm-hmm. 10 sales, and there was about 100 people there. So it was a 10% conversion at the $10,000 price point, but most experts, Anne-Marie, never bothered to test that.
Yeah, and I think it's such a great reminder. So thank you, Stephen, for just revisiting the fact that so many of us and listeners today leave money on the table by not going back and reconnecting with them, because we may have been busy or they may have been busy, and getting that personal phone call or even an email that shows up at the right time to say, hey, maybe you're busy, maybe you want me to do this for you, opens up that opportunity. They may not have even been aware that you could offer. So I think that's such a great reminder for us. Now, one of the things we also mentioned was how to leverage other people's expertise using webinars where you don't have to speak, sell, or deal with customers at all. So speak a little bit more about that too.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. There was just one more thing on the last point.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Just to illustrate really quickly, because we said, how do you create the high-end product? So some people still might not be sure how to create this. Mm. And here's an example. We put together a webinar on how to buy US property with one of our students, and he sold the course for $997. And it was eight webinars with some Skype sessions with him and whatever. And basically, he sold eight packages on the first webinar he did. And then after 3 weeks, he called me and said, Steve, no one is calling me. Only one student has gone out and bought property already from auctions online. Everyone else is not calling me, and they haven't booked any of the Skype sessions I've promised them. I said, that's normal. Life gets in the way. People get busy. Don't worry about it. You know, I'm sure they're happy. Just drop them an email if you want. And he still was worried. He's like, no, I think there's something wrong with the course that I've created. And are you sure that it's good to deliver the course as you go, like you said, and whatever? And I said, why don't you call them up so you feel better? So he phoned everyone up. He said, the other seven people. And he said, hey, are you enjoying the program? Blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, it's fantastic, Anthony. Don't worry. We're having a good time. It's, you know, we're just being busy, blah, 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 blah. I said, see, told you. And then he calls me a month later. Steve, still no one's using it. There's something wrong. Da, 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 da. This guy really cares about his customers,
yes.
Right? And then I said to him, listen, people are just busy. They don't have time. Don't take it personally. You know, people buy books, buy clothes, throw away food. They bought it. They never eat it. They never use it. It's how it is. That's life. We waste stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
I said, can you do something else for them? Because I identified that's a problem. Did they want to buy a property in the US when they signed up for his $1,000 course? 100%, absolutely, that's why they signed up. They wouldn't have invested $1,000 if they didn't want that. So I said to him, is there a way you could do it for them? And he said, well, yeah, I could, because I can go onto the auction, I can find the property, I can help them with the bank account, I can basically get everything ready and they just got to push the button. I said, okay, how long would that take you? He said, oh, it'd take me about, you know, 6 to 10 hours to do that.
Sure.
I said, okay, no worries. And what about if you charged, like, let's say $10,000? Would you be happy? He said, oh, of course I'd be happy. I said, well, call every customer up again who bought and say this. Say, hello, I'm just checking up. Did you want to book a Skype call with me? Did you want to do this and this? Oh, no, we're okay. Oh, by the way, I was sat with my business partner. We've created another done-for-you program. You obviously want to buy property, but you're too busy. So we've created this done-for-you where we'll do this, 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 this. He called seven people. One lady put 10 grand in his bank account the next day.
Wow.
And he was able to help her within a week. So again, that's an example is always, 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 when you do your course first, let's say you put together a course or a book or something, ask people at the end, how are you going with that? What else do you need? Is there something else? And they tell you what they want. Hey, they say, oh, I don't have time to study the course. Well, do you want to do it with me? Do you want to fly out and it's a 10 grand and whatever? And people are happy to pay when they know the quality's there.
Yeah.
So just wanted to give another example.
Oh, look, I think that's so great. And again, another reminder, check in, because, you know, you can provide great service because you are obviously showing that you really care about your customers because you've taken the time to connect with them. And they could give you gold, you know, in that, oh, and I really love this and this would be really helpful. That sort of information, really, I mean, you know, we can spend tens of thousands of dollars paying that to marketing companies who try and get that information. And here we've got customers who have already connected us. They already know, like, and trust us, who really can provide some great insights to support us.
It is. That's what I tell my students, Emery. Don't create a course until you sell it, because when you deliver it live each week on a webinar for them, they can ask questions. They'll tell you, oh, Steve, you know, but what about this? What about that? And you say to yourself, oh, my God, I thought everyone knew that already. I'm going to have to make this even more basic. What do most people do? They go out, they write a book, they create a DVD series, they get thousands of them printed, and then if they can actually manage to sell one, they eventually find out that the course is out of date or something's changed or it's too technical or too basic or whatever. Now they've created all these boxes in the garage and their husband or wife saying to them, when are you going to move those door stoppers out of there? And it really breaks my heart because, you know, people want to be able to speak to someone, and on a webinar, when they've bought your course, you can deliver that on a webinar and take live calls. And like you said, it's free market research. Mm. They're telling you, I ask people, why did you buy my course? And they say, I bought because you said this story. And when you said this, I connected. And they're telling you that, and they're actual buyers. It's not hypothetical market research like these companies do. What would you do if this happened and this happened, and how would you react to this, and what do you think about this color? It's all hypothetical. These are people who've put down their credit card, put down their hard-earned paying cash, they're the ones you want to be asking exactly.
Yeah, it is. It never ceases to surprise me when you ask someone exactly what you've just said. You know, what was your biggest insight? What was your takeaway? What's been really beneficial? The things they come back with, it's kind of like, really? Oh my goodness, I hadn't even thought of that. But it really is gold. And so we need to remind ourselves of that. So let's get back to the other question about leveraging other people's expertise using webinars.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a beautiful question. So what I found over the years, I started out in the internet and I went to a seminar and the guy said, you got to become an expert at something. And I thought, okay, what can I be an expert? It took me 18 months to find the webinar strategy. Mm-hmm. No one else was teaching it. It was in 2008 and I started making money and then I started helping people. I helped vets. You know, the first vet that I helped, he made 300 grand, sold his business, makes over $1 million now, holds the biggest vet conferences, and then fitness trainers, people who were struggling to make money were making money. And I was like going, wow, this works. I'm the webinar guy. And I started looking around after coaching and consulting and working in my business. The first year I made about $180,000 in revenue. Mm-hmm. And I was working my butt off. I was working 16 hours a day, coaching, consulting, selling, doing the back end, the admin, just like any business owner who's starting out with a skill, doesn't know how to create a business, only knows how to deliver the product and to be able to, you know, leverage and get to the next level. I didn't know what I was doing. So I was sitting there at the end of every day going, I think I'm doing this wrong. There's no leverage here. They told me the internet lifestyle, this is an internet nightmare. You know, I'm like, you know, I could be selling so many more packages right now, but I'm too busy dealing with the people that I've sold to. So yes. I was stuck in the business and I was thinking to myself, what happens? Okay, I've replaced my job, right? And this is the richest I've ever been at this point. I was a broke musician before that, never had more than $200 in the bank at any given time. And I said to myself, what happens if something happens to me? I've replaced my job with another job, except now I'm my own boss and I have to work longer and harder. I'm working twice as hard as someone in a job, right? And then it hit me. What if I made a percentage out of, look at all these people who I've helped make a ton of money. I've made so many millionaires from webinars. I started looking going, what if I just took a percentage out of everyone I helped? Mm-hmm. Okay, instead of charging them a coaching fee, I just took a percentage of the business, okay? And then I met this student. I created this high-level program. It was called the Fast Launch Program, and basically $25,000, and I got the first guy signed up for it, right? Mm-hmm. And when I sat down with him, I helped him put together the course, just like I said, free webinar. At the end, we sold 8 more webinars. In the first week, he made 3 sales at $1,000, $3,000. A week later, another 1,000. And after 4 months, he was ready. I launched him to my database and we made $21,000. And I rang him and I said, I get 50%, you get 50%. That's it. That's a joint venture, right? Because I mailed it to my database.
Sure.
And I said, you can quit your job now. And he said, oh, really? He had a government job, very cushy, very comfortable. He got a bit scared. I said, no, you're sitting on a gold mine now. I mean, you just made $21,000 in 60 minutes. You can do it. Anyway, after another month or so, he got in contact with me. He said, Steve, I'm having trouble getting the customers. I said, oh, okay, well, I said, why don't you let me handle the customers in the business, getting the customers, and you basically just handle the dealing with the customers, the selling process, and the whole back end, and the training programs and all that. Mm-hmm. He said, Steve, that would be great. So that just involved me. Okay, I basically, all I did was had to send an email to my list whenever he was ready for new customers. So
sure.
Because I'd built up this database, my job became copy, paste an email and invite them to either his webinar or his workshops where he would go there, close them, do everything. I wouldn't even need to be there. I was overseas most of the time. And in the first year, we did over $184,000 in sales. The second year, $530,000. And last year, over $1 million. The business has done over $2 million in 3 years. And we created a separate company, okay, to do that. And we're 50-50 owners in that business. And really, it's from leveraging other people who are already experts, who are time poor. They love doing the coaching. They love working with clients. They love getting results, but they don't like the marketing. So no matter what we tell people, Anne-Marie, these techniques and strategies, if they don't like doing it, if they don't get some sort of joy or gratification out of doing it, they're just going to stay working in their business. As in the E-Myth book, Michael Gerber says, they're technicians. They love working in the business. Mm-hmm. They don't want to work on the business. And this is where I call it the medical center model, where you can find doctors or experts, right? Let's call them experts, and put them into a funnel where you do the selling for them, essentially just by marketing them. You don't have to talk, they do the talking, and then you take a percentage of the sales at the back end. And I've got experts at my seminars, 200-300 people. I say, who would want all this done for them for 50% of your company? And they put their hand up in the droves, you know, because they just want someone else to handle that, and they're happy to pay half because I can make someone more money if they're a partner giving them half than they would on their own working in their business, even working harder.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow, so much information, Stephen. I'm wondering if people have listened today, and I'm sure they have, and they've got so many different notes down and their minds are all abuzz, how can they get in contact with you to find out more information about you and, of course, your incredible services and expertise?
Yeah, absolutely, Emery. I think the best thing to do is probably to see some more information like this to really get your head around it. I did a 90-minute webinar presentation where I talk about the medical center model and how you get JV partners to partner up and when to do it, when not to do it. Also, how to create a webinar presentation itself, that PowerPoint, what it should look like. I do a demonstration in that webinar with a random person on the webinar, so it's kind of like really cool example. Mm-hmm. And the whole automation of a webinar as well, how to actually record it, automate it, and put it online in a webinar. So if anyone interested in learning that, then you can check out my free webinar at steveessa.com. That's steveessa.com. And you can register for that webinar. It's free. Check it out there. And if they've got any more questions after that, they can just drop us an email.
Fantastic. So again, that website is steveessa, steveessa.com. All of the links will be down there, and other links too, of course, is if you want to follow Steve on Twitter, that'll also be on the show notes as well. Thank you so much, Steve, for coming on the show and sharing
your
brilliance.
Welcome,
we could probably have spoken for many, many more hours on the. I love this kind of topic and can geek out on it. But
absolutely.
Yeah,
well,
thank you.
I'd be happy to come back anytime and go deep or into any topic that your listeners enjoy, and that'd
fantastic.
Be my pleasure.
Fantastic. So there you go. I really do encourage you to go and check out Steve's website. Again, that link, www.steveessa.com. Sign up for his free gift, which will show you all of the different elements that he spoke about today. If you want to really take your business to the next level and build your business with webinars. If this is the first time that you've joined us, welcome. We do encourage you to subscribe to the show because just like Steve, we've got other experts that we connect with every week to help you take your business to the next level. Bye for now. See you next week. We'll be right back.